ladies and gentlemen. It's my great pleasure to be here tonight to offer you welcome to country for the APRA and Australian Music Centre Art Music Awards for 2012.
Just a little bit of general housekeeping before we get going.
If you go over the 2 minutes, you'll just hear this come in to gently remind you to start winding up.
We are going to have some fun.
Now, at this stage, you'd expect your host to have one of those biting monologues, you know, a la Ricky Gervais at the Golden Globes, where I go around the room selecting hugely overpaid, vacuous celebrities and expose their foibles for a cheap laugh. But as I look around the room tonight, I see so many of Australia's finest artists and most creative minds, and I realise there are no foibles to expose. And certainly no one's hugely overpaid. Let's get on with it.
And the winner of the Award for Excellence in Music Education is Gondwana Choirs for their 2000. Aren't they heavenly? I'm so very proud to be up here tonight. Those voices, excellence in a regional area. The award goes to Murrumbilla Voices. The winner is Claire Edwards for Flash, Marimba Miniature.
Wow, I really, really didn't expect that at all. I was actually involved in that.
Oh, that was very nice.
Lastly, I have to thank my family, who support me through a very, very crazy life as a mother and a musician dedicated to Australian contemporary music. Thank you.
The Award for Excellence in Experimental Music to highlight works, people or events and the performance of the year. To announce the next two awards, a significant and eloquent contributor to Australian music, please welcome the remarkable Deborah Conway.
Madeline Flynn and Tim Humphrey for their 2008.
It's nice to win. amongst that incredible collection of people.
For performance of the year, West Australian Symphony Orchestra performing two memorials by James Ledger. A focused, precise and committed performance reflecting on a long-standing artistic partnership between orchestra and composer.
He also decided that after the 10th premiere by the West Australian Symphony, he's really now starting to feel like part of the furniture. I had to remind him that no, he's part of the family. We've had a really long-standing relationship.
The jazz categories are next. We have a new category this year, the Award for Excellence in Jazz, highlighting outstanding jazz achievements during 2011 and, of course, jazz work of the year. But please welcome pianist and composer Mike Nock.
Now, the big moment. Am I doing the right thing?
You're doing great.
I usually make things up, so it's a bit different how you do it like this. And the winner for Award in Excellence in Jazz is Quentin Angus. William Angus.
Well, this is pretty unexpected. I know, first off, Quentin would really love to thank his parents for their wonderful support.
And the winner for Work of the Year, Jazz, is Affectations composer Andrea Keller.
Now to our final Works of the Year categories for vocal, choral, instrumental, and orchestral works. Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome Marshall McGuire and Kirsty McCarthy.
The award for the Work of the Year vocal choral goes to the Asana Mass, composed by Claire McLean.
And the winner is in the orchestral work of the year, Mrs. Solis, Requiem for Eli, composed by Mark Bosler.
And finally, my darling wife, Janice, and my son, Joel, who are here tonight, who've been right beside me throughout this entire process. I hope this music brings some consolation to them and is a reminder of love shared. Thank you.
And the winner this evening for Work of the Year Instrumental is Sextet, composed by Brett Dean, published by Fusion Music.
Brett is in Berlin at the moment, so he sent through a speech for me to read on his behalf. I was involved in the premiere of his fantastic work with the Australia Ensemble, and at this very moment I'm actually preparing his ballet, which is a phenomenal. And I would just like to also thank, from Brett and myself, APRA, and most particularly the Australian Music Centre, who I neglected to mention in my speech before. But mostly I want to thank the amazing John Davis, who is an inspiration to all of us, and me especially, and also my colleagues in Ensemble Offspring. And I don't think we'd be where we are today in Australian music if it wasn't for John Davis. So thank you.
And now the final presentation for this evening, the coveted award for distinguished services to Australian music. This award is presented by the APRA and AMC board to honour those who have dedicated their lives to the development of Australian music. To present the award for 2012, please welcome the unique and marvellous composer, Ross Edwards.
The person we honour tonight is credited with being the composer who changed the face of Australian music in the 1960s and the most distinctive and acclaimed voice in Australian composition. Award for Distinguished Services to Music, Peter Sculthorpe.
You know, I believe that nations are defined by their music, by all their arts. And I wouldn't like, don't think that Australia is an exception to this. So I'd like to see the future of the AMC insured, and I'd like, you know, plenty of good fortune ahead. With APRA, well, as long as we all keep writing music, APRA's future is well assured and will go on and on. I've talked too long because the Australian String Quartet is going to play some music of mine, and I'm worried that not only did I talk on film, that I've talked in person, and now having some of my music, and James Morrison might suddenly rush out with his trumpet halfway through my piece. On the other hand, if he did and joined in with it, I suppose I wouldn't mind. Thank you, Ros. Thank you, APRA. Thank you, AMC.